Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Pavlovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pavlovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pavlovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Pavlidich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavlidich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Pavlidich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavlidich is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavlidich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pavlidich moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to second. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Pavlidich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavlidich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pavlidich takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pavlidich moves to second. one out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 2 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Pavletich scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground to right field. Melton throws towards first. Blanco fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blanco. Melton throws the ball into Blanco, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Andrews scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Smith steals second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanco strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pavletich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Billy Conigliaro now playing right field. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Don Pavlovich. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 3 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Melton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Blanco moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Gary Wagner now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Blanco moves to third. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Rich Morales. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Luis Aparicio pinch hits for Gail Hopkins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Blanco scores. Berry scores. Noop moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Conigliaro. Noop scores. Aparicio scores. Wood moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. May scores. Melton moves to third. It's 10-5, White Sox. Ed Phillips now pitching. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knoop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. John Kennedy pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.